It is World Suicide Prevention Day. It's an awareness around it. And I have three phenomenal ladies that are in studio. They go by the name of Carla DeYaga, as well as Christia Ace, and we have Elise Mehring. Good morning, ladies. Great to have you in studio this morning.
Morning, Brigitte.
Great to just talk to you about something that you have put together. It's a walk. It's called the You Matter Walk. And how it works is on the 1st of October, Saturday, you're going to have a walk just to raise awareness about suicide. And first of all, before we get started, I'd like to know from Christia, how did you ladies come together?
Thanks so much, Brigitte, and nice being with you. So the three of us met in different places. I've been working with Carla for quite some time, I think almost 20 years going, but I didn't realize she's in the same situation until I lost my husband 2.5 years ago. And then Ilse and myself, there's no support in South Africa for people that have been affected by suicide. We met in an overseas group, in a US group, actually, where she reached out and said, "Aren't you from South Africa?" Because we couldn't find support in South Africa. On a Facebook group, sorry. So yeah, that's how we met and came together. But it's 2.5 years later, and interesting, we're only ready now to actually start reaching out to say, let's talk about it. Let's talk about suicide, because it's such an important topic. Everybody is avoiding it. Now, important for us is that people are okay to say, "I'm not okay," that they actually come out and say it. So I've done a lot of research, but for me to understand it better. And the big thing is, lots of us get to a point in our life, almost everybody, I said, where you don't want to do things anymore and you're fed up and you want out. For most of us, it's an in and out feeling, but for somebody, it's going to get stuck in their heads. And because it's stuck in their heads, it goes the wrong way. And if we don't teach people to say, "I'm not okay," then they're not going to come out and talk to somebody. I really want to, with this whole thing, I think our objective is to let people come out and say they're not okay, and then also support those that were affected by suicide. So that's a really big topic for us in this.
So it's a way to, it's a platform to allow from both sides of the spectrum, the one being the person not being okay, feeling that they can go to somebody that they can trust. They can trust and say, "You know what, I'm not okay on this, and I'm struggling to get out of this, and I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I need you to help me." And it's about also equipping the person on the other side that didn't even have a clue that that person's come to them and feeling that way. And instead of saying, "Oh, go pray about it," or, "Oh," it's about actually just taking them literally by the hand and saying, "Okay, you know what? Every day you and I are going to meet, be it physically, or I'm going to phone you every single day, and we're going to talk through this, and we're going to get out of this." And I know people sometimes feel like they're not equipped for this. Oh, go speak to a psychologist, or go as far as a psychiatrist. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But that first step is going to be either a close friend or a family member.
Definitely agree. And I think the one thing is also be kind. We don't know what other people are going through. And as you said, if somebody reach out, they reach out for a reason. And try to be, in today's life, we get affected by social media, work, long hours, everything. So we're so absent-minded, I think. Important for me is that be kind to others and be there for them, that you can talk to them about things, that people can reach out. So, and when we get to talk about the day, on that day, we try to have a lot of resources available for people affected from both sides that they can reach out, because we might not be equipped to deal with it. We've got the heart for it, but we're not equipped for it. So that's why we're trying to bring this together and bring everybody together and talk about it before it's too late for some people or they're affected by it. And those that are affected already, like us, to also have a place to go and support after this.
Ilse, do you want to add to that?
Maybe just that the people that think that suicide is an option, just for them to know that you matter and that you always mean something to someone else, and don't listen to the voices in your head. Sometimes those voices can tell you the biggest lies. Everyone is here for a reason. And just allow yourself to find that reason. Emotions are temporary. Remember that emotions are temporary. And don't act on emotions. Remember to never give up and to always know that you are okay. It's okay to not be okay. And that it is okay to find help. And the last thing is probably just for them to remember that there is always hope. And that's probably what... they must just remember that there's places to go and to find help.
Carla, also, I want to include you in on this discussion. I mean, people, when they are in those kind of spaces, they feel like there is no hope and there's no support for people to go and talk to people. And that is why the walk is so important. Like you say, you're not experts in this, but you want to create a platform where you are pulling in the experts to come alongside, literally along the route, actually.
Literally.
And people can actually just have the freedom to go to somebody and say, this is where I go, how do I do this? Or people that have, unfortunately, on the other side of suicide, where a family member or a friend or a colleague or somebody that they know has committed suicide, and now support for them to help them deal with the after effects of that.
Yes, Brigitte, I think the one thing that I believe is that we believe so many lies, and it is so important to know that you matter. We've become a self-centered society. I think we need to tell each other that you matter. We need to be kind, and I think we need to get our young generation to stand up and make this proclamation to say that you matter, so that we can actually hear the voice of God that says we matter. This is actually a walk of hope as well.
I always think of our salvation and Jesus, and when it's around Easter time, I just always have this knowing that Jesus came to die on the cross for us to be restored and be in relationship with Father God. And you know what? He would have done it for you only. He didn't have to do it for billions of people. Obviously, he wants everybody to be in the kingdom, but at the end of the day, if Jesus came to earth and knew that he was only going to die for one person, go through all that, then it shows that you do matter and you make a difference in this world. I think with a society just becoming so, in a sense, narcissistic, very much about self, and Facebook being your highlights reel, Instagram being only the good stuff. And then I've noticed also a lot of people, even on LinkedIn, are reaching out and they're saying, you know what, talk about this. It is important to talk about it. There's nothing wrong. There's no stigma to it. It's a false stigma. There's nothing to it. People will rather have you come and talk to them and say, this is how I'm feeling. I don't know how to get help. Can you help me? And then on the other side of it, not knowing that you needed help.
Exactly. So I think that's one of the critical things here is if on that day we just get people talking, it would help us. And you know, for me, it's important that we actually come in this together, because there's, as you said, the two sides. But I said to them this morning, even our partners that left or our fathers, they also mattered, but they maybe didn't know it. So if we can make people feel that they matter beforehand and they want to come and talk about it, that's what we're hoping, just to start the conversation somewhere. So a big thing on that day is for us, hope, because there's always hope, but people lose hope when they get suicidal thoughts. If we can just help ignite some hope in them somewhere, or show the way to help somewhere, that's what we want. And you said it so nicely, even if we help one family or one person, then it's God's work, then we've done the right thing. So for me, that one person is...
It's worth it at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Just to save that one person from feeling and going the whole nine yards in that sense. So if you want to find out more about the You Matter Walk, you can go onto the Facebook page. The event is on the 1st of October and it's going to be taking place in Pretoria. All those details are available on Facebook, and R75 gets you an entry to that. I know that if you are 12 years and under, you can go for free, and that is so important that we know that this is not about making money over here. It's just about bringing awareness and covering costs, of course.
And R235 if you want a t-shirt.
R235 only.
Beautiful. You get a t-shirt.
And these ladies, Carla, Christia and Ilza, are wearing these beautiful t-shirts, You Matter. And it's one of those things that we can do. I mean, in a world where people are just feeling so lonely. I mean, you can look busy on social media, but at the end of the day, maybe a Sunday just feels just so long for you. You're waiting for just to go back to work. And some people are unemployed and they haven't got that, okay, tomorrow they're going to be around colleagues. And with people also working from home remotely, some people need to be in an environment where they can connect. I know when our offices were working remotely, everybody went back to work on the 1st of July 2020. There wasn't even a question. We just said, we're coming back to work and this is how it's going to be. And some people just need that, but other people are just so isolated. And if this is a platform, to a conversation starter, maybe today you're driving and you're wondering how your friend is doing that you haven't heard from for so long. And maybe that's the Holy Spirit saying to you, Carla, Ilza, Christia, phone that person. A WhatsApp's not going to be good enough. Phone that person. Oh, but I'm not big on phoning. It doesn't matter. It's not about you. You matter. That person needs to know that they matter. Maybe they haven't received a call other than business phone calls or from a friend. They don't feel like they've ticked many boxes in society. They don't have a husband or a wife to go home to. Who knows what it is? But at the end of the day, if you are thinking about somebody, wondering how they're doing, then phone that person. Pick up the phone and say, hi, how are you doing? If they're overseas, send a voice note. Make it a bit more personal. Hate voice notes? Hey, this is a chance for you to try out practicing your voice notes on WhatsApp. But ladies, thank you so much for your time. I think this is a series that might need to continue until next week. I know you have arranged for us to have an expert to come on board and talk about a more specific aspect of suicide awareness. And I really appreciate what you guys are doing and for the organizing of the You Matter Walk that you are putting into place on the 1st of October.